I started playing piano when I was 5 years old, and since then I've been in bands and marching band and played the flute and the saxophone and ended up playing some guitar, and then finally got into the banjo, and my husband plays the guitar, my brother-in-law plays the mandolin, and so we all like to play music together whenever we get together, and just very musical family. And so I was looking for a book to help share that interest in my two sons. I have a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And so I looked everywhere for a book and I couldn't find it. So I decided I'd have to write it myself.
Well, the book is Brady Plays the Fiddle. So who's Brady?
So Brady is the main character, and he's a young badger, and he decides that he wants to play music, but he doesn't know what instrument to play. So the book sort of goes through this adventure where he goes with his parents to a bluegrass festival, and he meets all these other animals along the way, and each animal plays a different instrument, and it kind of talks about the sounds that each instrument makes. And in the end, he says, "I like the fiddle best." And so his parents get him one, and he takes it home and practices it. And the next year comes back, and he forms a band with all the friends that he made along the way.
Well, this could be set in any one of the bluegrass festivals that we enjoy locally here. I mean, is this something that you have experienced yourself? Do you bring your kids to some of the local bluegrass festivals?
So, yeah. So that's actually part of the inspiration. We go to Rocky Grass every year and Telluride Bluegrass, and there's Midwinter Bluegrass Festival, and we take them to all the festivals. So we love playing music, and we want them to sort of enjoy the musical atmosphere as well. And that was, part of the inspiration.
I always love when I go to festivals when I see young children there who are either brought there by their parents and are sitting there reluctantly. But then you see them really getting into the music. And I really think that instills a lifelong love of music, whether or not you love that genre for the rest of your life. But it gives you, I think, a very early appreciation. I mean, it just becomes, it normalizes music and live music and performance and everything.
Definitely. And I feel like an appreciation for music can bring so much joy to people in life, whether like through dancing and just listening to music on the radio or playing music, and just having that love and interest in music has created just a lot of happiness in my life. And so I'd like to open that up for my children to experience as well.
Well, this is a book that I think it's aimed for younger children. It's like one of those board books. What is the age range that you're going for with this?
So it's definitely a picture book, probably 1 year old to 7 years old is probably the age range.
But why don't you read a couple of pages from it at the beginning so people can get a sense?
Brady was a small badger who ate his vegetables every day. He loved to listen to music, but needed an instrument to play. He'd heard many different types of songs like pop, rock and roll, and swing, but once he'd heard bluegrass, he wanted to play an instrument with strings. Every summer in the hills, there's held a bluegrass festival, where the animals all camp and play music that is beautiful. Brady went with Mom and Dad to buy their admission so they could watch bluegrass bands and listen to musicians.
Well, it goes on, and then Brady ultimately decides on the fiddle as his chosen instrument. Do either of your kids play instruments yet?
So we've got some little guitars and drums and maracas and things for them to play. Formally, they're a little young yet to really play, but whenever my husband and I get out our instruments, they want to get out their little ones and sort of jam along and sing with us. So hopefully soon they'll be playing right along with us.
What are the challenges for somebody who's never been published before in getting published and then in getting the book distributed and sold through traditional avenues like local bookstores?
Well, there are a lot of challenges. It's been a lengthy process. I ended up going with a self-publishing route. I had sent it out to a lot of different traditional publishers first, but it's hard to even get traditional publishers to even respond or look at your book because they're getting so many submissions all the time. And if you haven't already written successful books, you're automatically sort of at the bottom of the pile. So I decided to just try going with a self-publishing, and I started a publishing house, and did a fundraising through Indiegogo to raise interest and see if people were would want this sort of thing. And there was lots of interest and lots of people contributed. So I sold the first couple 100 copies before I'd even printed it out, and then printed it and sent them out, and then got it up on Amazon. I've been going into local bookstores and making connections and saying, hey, this is my book. And then I think there's, you know, I haven't really broken into the larger book chains yet. I'm sure there's some more challenges as far as like setting up meetings with the buyers and things like that. But so far, so good.
But now you have your own publishing house, essentially. I mean, does that make it a little bit easier if you're going to do some subsequent books?
Definitely. So I already have sort of the framework put together for publishing a book, and I already have book printers to work with, and all those relationships sort of established. I have a couple other mom friends who are like, I have these ideas for books, and so I might even start like doing like indie publishing for other local authors who are like looking to do the same thing and kind of offer advice and maybe help them through those processes. So
that's so funny. I know so many parents who are like, I have this great idea for a kids' book. Because I think when you're reading books to kids, you see what engages them. Mm-hmm. And then you also see, you know, the parents really need to be in on this too. Because if I'm going to be reading this 10 times a night for like 6 months, it's got to be of interest to the parent. It's so funny. I know so many parents who haven't gone through that experience have all of these ideas themselves.
Right. Yeah, that's sort of, yeah, what I... Yeah, all of my mom friends are like, oh, I have an idea too. How do you do it? So now that I've been through the process, I feel like I could help other people with those ideas. Yeah, and I actually have one other friend who, she does the same thing as you said. The parent has to have interest in it too. She's like, my son really loves it, but I really enjoy it too, which is really important as the person reading it over and over and over again.
Well, the title of the book is Brady Plays the Fiddle, and it's just come out, and it's the first book by our guest today, Melissa Aull. Thank you very much for coming in. Mm-hmm.